shiur, it's before the start. A father shiur will define the following terms. Minyan and mitzvahs. Torah shebiksav. The function of Torah shebiksav. Midivrei seferim, when the Rambam says midivrei seferim. When the Rambam says mipi ha-shmua. Mipi ha-kabbalah. And included in that is halacha l'maaseh m'sinai. Okay? I want to define what these terms mean. Okay. I left the area opens up from the whole area of Sefer Mitzvahs opens up from the second Sherish in the Rambam, second one of the 14th Sherishim in the Rambam, Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay, last line in the Ramban. Ramban's like this. The Ramban criticizes has about a 14 page critique here in the Rambam, and when he gets finished, he says, "Ki Sefer Azel Lohorav Zal in Yonam Amtakim V'Kulam Achmadim." It's all sweet and desirous, Movado Iker Azeh, except for this Iker. Shehu Oker Harm Gedolim B'Talmud. Because it undermines great mountains in the Talmud, Umato Chamos B'Turis B'Gemara. Fortified walls, knocks down fortified walls in the Gemara. V'ayinyin Lomde HaGemara Ra Umar. Yishtakach HaDovar V'Loye Omer. Unbelievable, huh? Alright. The only violation this year is going against this Ramban. Alright, the main cash of the Ramban is the Ramban keeps on going up and backwards. Straight through his writings over here is how can the Ramban possibly maintain that something that's Nidrish with Yud Gimel Midos you don't count? Because the Ramban says like this. The Ramban says She'ein roi, the sharash of Cheney is She'ein roi limnois kol mashin lemeidim ba'achas mishalosh esrei midos she'atara d'dreshes man at the riboy. But you can't count anything that's derived from the yud gimel midos that atara d'dreshes man or from the riboy. Can I count this as part of minyan mitzvahs? That's what the Rambam says. Okay, this is something that really upset the Ramban, because the Ramban brings rayas and rayas at the yud gimel midos is deraisa. So if it's deraisa, how could the Rambam say he can't count the limiting mitzvahs? That's the main criticism of the Ramban. The Ramban suspected that the Rambam took the Yigimu Midas not too seriously, except for three or four cases which the Rambam mentions. And this is really what the Ramban was upset about, because when he's rising, Yigimu Midas is the whole Talmud. Without that, you have nothing. Okay. Really starts on page 37 in are they all the same, these page 37 in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Ramban says V'achshav ani chayzer al haklal hazeh asher hu etzel harav sheni, second klal shekol dovar nilma b'midah shetan resh ben yemir rabban l'afilo haya maitzi maish rabbeinu. Alright, v'ulam ashiyah pirish m'kubu mimenu, except for those things which are makubal from him, v'husha biru sofim shezeh adav v'nesra pulas v'esur d'raisa oz yimno sam neshu nonu b'kabal lo b'hekish. Okay, so the Ram says like this. The Ram brings down, he mentions that I don't count anything of the Yigimu Midas except if they say it's d'raisa v'amu shezeh guf teira or d'raisa, then it's rolem noso, otherwise you can't count it if it's yotzav min ha-hekish. Okay. So the Ramban says like this. He says, "Upliya dasmi meni nisgava layuchala." Upliya dasmi meni nisgava layuchala. It's astounding to me. This what the Ramban is saying. I can't possibly tolerate it. She'in nomar she'in amidos hanedrashos mikubalos misinai. If we're going to say that the midos hanedrashos were not mikubim misinai, have lones tavin lidrosh lafarish benes haTorah, and weren't commanded to mefarish the Torah with them, and can't have any built the amitios. So then it's not true. Va'emes hu pashti de krobo vad. And the real truth of the matter is the plain shot in the pasuk, and these Yigimu Midas are not true. Lo adavar nidrash. Not the drushers. K'mashe hiskir mi ma'amaram ena mikri yotzim de pshuto. So that would mean that this is really not official thing, Yigimu Midas, right? And the real shot is the shot in the pasuk. Then I understand that's what I understand. That's why you can't count the mitzvah you learn from your Yigimu Midas. He says, Vakanu Sheresh Kabbalah Seinu B'yudgim Midrash Atun Adreshes Ben. If that's the case, we're uprooting the one of the fundamental principles of Kabbalah, of the Torah Shebaal Peh. V'reva Talmud Asher Yusuf Ben, and most of the Gemara, which is built on this. V'rav Chayzer Ma'idah She'en Asibu Neshe'en Einon Amityos. Says in the Rambam and later his Moda, he says like this. But the Rambam says that, he says, maybe you'll think, the same shirk says, maybe you'll think the reason why I don't want to count this is on page 50. It's Chafayim Abayz. V'ulay tachshov, sh'ani boreach milam nosan liyosan bukim itios. Says, maybe you'll think that the reason why I don't count them is because they're not true. Ve'yos ha'din ha'yotze v'midahi emes el bukim emes. And it's a question whether it's true or false. Ein zu asiba. This is not the reason. Ah. Now. So the Ramban says, so you see the Rambam himself says that he holds that they're true. Right? He holds it true. So if the Rambam agrees that they're true, ma bein ha-mokom shehein maskiron ze beferish o bestam, what's the difference whether it's beferish or bestam? Who cares? Well, who cares about the, if it's written openly in Torah, not written openly in Torah? Shim no makim shalom nechtav adav betarein ha-mechal ha-mitzvos afamuskaras betalmud if you're going to say that, what? That the reason is the Rambam has a new klal. That if it's not beferish in the Torah for some reason, then you can't count it. So how come the Rambam says, when the Gemara says it's guf Torah deraisa, then you can't count it. It's also not beferish in the Torah. You can't have any exceptions in the theory. There's no exception to the law. And this which he says, that the Rambam says because it was known by Kabbalah without a Hekesh. The Rambam says because those cases we know the Kabbalah in those cases, the Rambam says. That's why I count it. So he says, Im ha-midos ha-mityos. If you're going to tell me that the midos are emes, they're true, right? Hakol no the Kabbalah mito is barach. So everything is known by Kabbalah. What's the difference between that and between this? The midos are telling Joshua is emes, right? So therefore, Dash and the midos, that's true. If it's true, so then it's all known from Akash Baruch. What's the difference between that and between this? Though, in other words, according to the Rambam says, you might think that I'm a simple, whether they're truthful or not, right? Whether they're true or not. Now, therefore, if they're true, so then it's just as good as that which is known by Kabbalah. That's in other words, God gave the Torah, and he knows that this is what the Pasuk means, when you use the Gimel Midos. Now, Chazal come along and use the Gimel Midos, but that's what it was meant. So it's just as good as it is in the Kabbalah. What's the difference? It says, Va'od, more than that. Maybe you'll say, okay, that's because it was derived. Va'od, he says, Shalach l'mosh misina etzol arav divrei sofrimi. The Rambam himself says, and there's a letter over here, he brings down a tshuva from the Rambam. It's an interesting tshuva. On Daf Chof Aleph, page 40, Chof Aleph Amar Aleph, 41. So, we'll get to that soon. So he says, Halacha l'moshe misinei to l'rav divrei sofrim me. The Rambam calls Halacha l'moshe misinei divrei sofrim. The imkain, hadavar makubol, lo yikra dvar Torah mitzad kabbalah. Ela mitzariyos and nidrosh min amidos v'hu dvar Torah. So he says, so therefore you see, why do you exclude Halacha l'mosh misinai? You exclude Halacha l'mosh misinai because if you're going to say that it's known, if it's known from the Kabbalah, so then it's true. So over here also, so Halacha l'mosh misinai from the Kabbalah, why can't you count that as in the Inamitvus? Ram says, no, that's the Sefer, right? So you must say, because the other thing is nidrish from Yud Gimel Midos. That's what makes it true. So then you should include all the Gimel Midos. Mimonoshah. What's the criteria? There's a criteria that's Mina Kabbalah. That's why you accept these three or four cases, because they're Mina Kabbalah. So then you should accept the Lachal Moshe Misinai. If you're going to say the reason why you accept those three cases is because they're Yud Gimel Midos, so you should accept all the other Yud Gimel Midos. Mimonoshah. I mean, what's the criteria? What's the Ram's criterion here? That's Ramban's argument. Okay? In other words, the order of the Ramban's kasha is like this. See the way the Ramban formulates a kasha. He says, why don't you want to count your Gimel Midos? You don't want to count your Gimel Midos because they're not true. If it's because they're not true, so then you're ripping down the whole Yisod of Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? Elamai, you want to say that what? That they are true. If they are true, so then why don't you count them? So you'll tell me the reason why you don't count them is because not Mefurash in the Torah, new criterion. Not Mefurash in the Torah. So then, how do you count these three or four? The three or four cases that you count on, unfortunately, Torah either. Right? One of them is Oral. How do you count these three or four, right? They're also not unfortunately Torah. How am I going to say these three or four are known in a Kabbalah? Oh, so you count things that are known in a Kabbalah. So then how lachlo mas misinai should count? Why you count lachlo mas misinai? Because it's not mefurish atara. Well, these aren't mefurish atara either. But you tell me these are mefurish because they have yigulim midos. That's why they're better than lachlo mas misinai, right? Oh, if that's the case, then you have to count all yigulim midos. All right, that's kasha one. That's one kasha that we have from the Rambam. Okay. Now another kasha. Another kasha. Second kasha Ramban asks is like this. Second kasha to Ramban asks, yes, like this. There's a funny Rambam here. The Rambam in the Sharash himself is very hard to understand. Let's take a look at it. He says like this. He says, the Rambam argues, he says, certainly you can't count the Yigilim Midos Shatana Dreshes Ban. Can't count those. He says, but people went even further astray than that. They even went further off than that. He says, that's on page 38 in the Rambam. Vizekishematsu Dorash, the Posek, Yishayev Bidrasha, who lasas pulos alahachikinim and yunim. And when they found out that a certain drasha dictated that you should do certain actions or refrain from certain actions, they couldn't believe something in Rabbanon. Yimnu osam machalamitsis, they count the machalamitsis. Vafa pisha pashte de kro, lo yoral dover me osam hanyonim. And even though Pashto Dekra does not in any way suggest that this is the pshat, reflect on these in Yonim. Im asher asher ho ilunu bo aleihem hashalom v'hu amram zal eina mikri yotzim de pshuto. He says, based upon the principle that Chazal laid down already, that eina mikri yotzim de pshuto. So he says, Eyos atamud b'chol makam yishal Pashto Dekra v'maiksiv k'shematzu pasuk yilmudu menu altsar abir v'arayaz v'arim rabin. And those who relied on this opinion, because of the drash that's mentioned. Because Chazal say, when it says, they thought that every one of these actions is a mitzvah by itself. And they didn't realize that all these mitzvahs really should be subsumed under one mitzvah. Mikola mitzvahs haksuvas b'Torah, the biur, one of the mitzvahs of those that were written in the Torah clearly. All right. V'amar is baruch v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. It all comes happens to come under this one mitzvah, which is v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. All right. So the question is, what the Rambam seems to be contradicting himself theoretically. Okay? Contradicting himself theoretically. Now, first of all, before we get to that, it's interesting. Notice the Rambam says over there, he says that they went further away from the than before. In other words, if they were to count the Yigilim Midos, that would have been bad enough. But they even went further than that, and they counted these drushes. Why is that further away? It's further away for a simple reason, because he holds that at least the Yigilim Midos has some relationship to Pashtei Dekra. It's in the pasuk there. But this is Stam Drasha. It's even more far fetched. So the Rambam holds that definitely can't count because it's further away from Pashtei Dekra. Okay, that's the pshat in the Rambam. But the Rambam. Okay. Now, so the Rambam, but the Rambam seems to contradict himself in terms of his reasoning over here. Because first he says what's wrong is because it's outside of Pashtei Dekra. Right? Then later he says, and they didn't understand that every one of these things comes under the heading of another mitzvah, which is v'af l'recha kamacha. So the Manasha, Ramban asks, and Ramban is Palfakasha. The Manasha, he says, what are you telling me? You're telling me that what? That it's because it comes under, which argument are you using? Are you using the argument that it's not mefurish in the pasuk? That's one thing. He says, but then later you say that it comes under another mitzvah, right? Now, if it comes under another mitzvah, even if it's mefurish in the pasuk, you wouldn't count it. You understand what I mean? Mm-hmm. So what's your argument? Is your argument the reason why I don't count it is because it's not in Pashtei Dekra? That's it. Then you can't use the other argument. You can't say, no, the reason why I don't count it is because it's not in Pashtei Dekra. And also because it comes under other mitzvahs. And there's two different arguments. If you say it comes under other mitzvahs, then even those things which are Pashtei Dekra, you can't count. So what does it have to do with your whole argument in the Shurish that of Yigilu Midos? Your argument of Yigilu Midos, of course, not Pashto Dikra. And now he says the mistake was because it comes under other mitzvahs. The mistake was it comes under other mitzvahs, and that's not the mistake of, it's not in Pashto Dikra. It's a separate thing altogether. So the Rambam is Ma'arviv is this reasoning over here. Okay? Yeah, that's right. And the Rambam himself says, Ulai Tachshov Shani Baruch Nasim Yasim Bilti Midos. He says, "Avalasiba, ki kol mashiyot yadam anofim v'nisharashu shenemal olamash misinai bebir v'im tayag mitzvos afilo yamot zmer shabatzmei nirolim nosam." It's not a Rambam switching. He's switching his reasons. He says, "Why don't I count the Yigilu Midos? Because they're anofim. So what's the if they're anofim? So then what's so special about Yigilu Midos? You're saying I don't count Yigilu Midos because they're anofim. You don't count anything that's an anofim. It's a separate point. Some of the Rambam's confused over here." That's right. The Rambam himself says that this is the reason, as if he's going back to the reason of Avala Sibok, Kikamash Yetzanam and Ophim and Shirashim. So he says, that's why I'm not counting Yigilu Midos. So if that's the case, so what does that have to do with Yigilu Midos? He can't count anything that's even in Torah Shebik Sav openly if it's an Ophim and a Shirash. That's a claw we always have. So what does that have to do with Yigilu Midos? I mean, that's nothing to do with his argument against Yigilu Midos. It's not accurate. You know what I mean? Stam an argument. Anything which is not, if you can't count. So why do you single out Yigilu Midos and only over there you say if it's an onuf, it's no good? And in the Torah, if it's an onuf, it's better? That's Ramban's second kasha. Ramban, back to Ramban on page 38. V'imhem anuf menekim kigon shehoyiyu chelek mehem afilu hayuksuvim b'feirish lo yidnu ma'atzmon. The royal, the grossom, divat Torah, shlo yimonu v'chesh v'tayag, lo lomar lam shein drabanan. Aval im yotziu b'gzera shavai b'ribui dovar miuchad kigon oro b'truma v'erva min arayis kigon gimel daris l'mayla lama lo yimonu v'nei lo nafim el ikrim v'royal the grossom od divrei Torah v'lim nosam k'moshu monosam shiskiru b'hem b'talmud shesed arayisai guf tera ein b'hem hefrish. Okay, so Ramban says that, but if they're motzi something new with the Yigilu Midos, in that case, you definitely should count them. Because it's a new thing, it's not an onuf anymore. And a new thing that you might see with the Yigilu Midos is just as much derice as anything else, and therefore it should be a lemnion of mitzvahs.
According to Ramban?
Alright, that's the second question. Now we'll take another question that Ramban asks. This is a very powerful kasha. The Rambam says, "Eina mikri yetze midei pshutei." Eina mikri yetze midei pshutei. Okay, that's what the Rambam says, and that's why I can't count these things. So, like this, page 52. Vine rav tola har neifel azeh b'chut asera. Rambam was tying up this falling mountain on a hair. Amar ha'ikra sheho ilunu bo aleim ha'shalom. V'hu amram einim b'kriyesim lepshuta v'yos loshen atalmud mechapes b'chol mokam v'omer gufi dekrov amay mishtoi. And Ramban says v'chas v'sholom ki medrashim kulam b'inyin ha-mitzvos ein b'hem mikriyesim lehamidei pshuta. It's chas v'sholom to say that what the Ram is saying, that the Chazal held that there's no such thing as in a pasuk besides the plain shot in the pasuk. Elu kulam b'loshen ha-kosu nechlolam. It's all included in the pasuk. Afal pishayim ma b'mbem b'ribuyim v'ein medrash Kavo Talmid HaChachamim Miloshan Esad Hashem Lekecha Tira Motzi HaKosav Mipshuto. He says the Medrash, even though the Ma'abim from memory bullion, says, and the Medrash, like his instance, and the Medrash of Kavo Talmid HaChachamim Esad Hashem Lekecha Tira L'Rabbis Talmid HaChachamim, he says it's not called being Motzi the Pasuk Midei Pshuto. V'cheinim Noma B'chiyikach Ish Isha Shehu B'Kesef Eina Motzi Mimashmo Pashto. That's not called Yotzi Midei Pshuto. Below call Essen the Gamin Ribuyin Vachin Rakin Miyutin Mishamid Rashim Kulam. That applies, it's true to all of them. That none of them are considered Motzi Mdei Pshuto. Avalakosav Yichlo Lakol. The Pasuk is all inclusive. Kiena Pshat Kaloshan Chesre Adas. So what do you think the Pshat in the Pasuk is? Like the empty headed people who only could read the Bible in English. Below Kedas HaTzdukim. And not like the Tzdukim say, that it's only the plain Pshat in the Pasuk. Ki sefer Teres Hashem Tamimo ein ba'os yeser v'choser kulam b'chochma nechtevo, because Teres Hashem was written with chochma, and every single ribuy in me, it's everything that goes in and fits right in Categorically, fits right into the pasuk. Ezer Hashem lekaratira fits in the pasuk as a kin in Kvet Shemayim. It has a halachic validity. Why it's there, what the ribui is. Everything works. That's the whole beauty of Teresh Baal Peh, to show how the how all the halachis are subsumed under the are interrelated to the psukim, are subsumed under certain psukim over there. So that's the pshat in the pasuk. That's what the pasuk means. That's the real pshat. Is the aim baos yeser v'chaser kulam b'chachma nichtavu. Okay. Well, matzu medrashu oker shu ikri the ikri the mitzvahs motzi mikra midei pshuto. Zulasi anish bav vaya b'char shatel. There's only one case the Gemara says that it's mikri etz midei pshuto. That's vaya b'char shatel by Yoham. That's vaya b'char. The Gemara says that's the you have to read it like this. Vaya b'char ashatel yochem l'shem achal ames. You can't. The literal pshat in the pasuk is completely wiped out. Doesn't mean that the b'char that's born has to have the name of the dead brother by Yoham. That's not what it means. No halacha like that in the Torah. Gemara says that's one case, that the only case that you have mikri yetz v'dei pshute. Okay?
What?
Seems like it's vayabchor. Vayabchor is... Gemara is in the chavdal of Nivamis. I think it's like vayabchor means the bchor is miyave first. And asher tele, the one that's born, is yakam asher machal meis, yarshin's the nichsay meis. That's what the Gemara learns. So you have to split the pasuk in half. Gemara says over there, it's mikri yetz v'dei pshute. So that's the reason that Ramban explains. Why is that so? Because the plain pshat in the pasuk has been wiped out. Ordinarily, the plain pshat in the pasuk exists, but the midrashim also exist. Ain't making you understand what I mean? Ain't making the pshuta means that you can't wipe out the plain pshat in the pasuk. It doesn't mean that the drushes are not pshat in the pasuk. Where did Ram get that from? That's das dukim. That the plain pshat is the way the chesre das read a pasuk. That's the pshat in the pasuk. That's not the pshat in the pasuk. Chazal teaches how to learn a pasuk. We know how to learn a pasuk. Teresh Baal Peh tells you how to learn a pasuk. That's the real pshat. That's a kasha, huh? Moreover, if you're going to say again, the old kasha comes back. If you're going to say ena mikra yetz v'dei pshuta, so then how could the Rambam himself count the case of all? Ena mikra yetz v'dei pshuta. Ein lach ena mikra yetz v'dei pshuta gadol mizeh. This is a gzera shav. It's not a pashta dekra, and still you see that he counts it. So the Rambam himself violates his own principle.
He says
Kabbalah is very good, but ain't in the case of the pshuta. I mean, that's his argument. All I'm mentioning is an example. There are three or four cases the Rambam mentions in his letter that you do count. So ain't in the case of the pshuta. What do you do over there? A similar type situation you find in Tumas Meis, Perek Hay, Halacha Hay. All right, there are nine avos tumah in regard to mace. I'm not going to go through the complications here, but you know that there are levels of tumah. Tumah operates in decreasing levels. You have the one is tumah you touch somebody else, it keeps going down from via vice tumah, ava tumah to rishon tumah. Okay, that's rishon midrasa. Okay, now it runs like this. So the Ram mentions in halacha dalad how tumas mace works. Okay? There are a few transitions there. Then he says like this. The mezar only in Tumah v'kadashim. Avalachayiv karas albiyas mikdash er alachilas kadashim. Einachayiv ala hashnayim bovad. Harishi shenaga meis, v'asheni shenaga bo. Kedin Torah. Shenem avachola sheyiga bo atome yitma. Ram says only two midaraisa. Aval hanageya bekelim, shenogu bo adam. The person touched kelim that touched an adam. Because really if an adam touches and then the kelim touches and then he touches the kelim, he's also tome. Ayin agea bottom shenaga bekelim shenaga bemeis. Potter. It's potter from Karas. Kemosha b'yarno b'lchus b'yas migdash. Shadvar ma'elu, because these things, these other additional tmeim, afal pishahin divrei kabbalah, he says, einon dintara. They're not a dintara. Sharei lo nisparashu b'tara el azesh nitma b'meis, shu av, v'asheni an agea bo shu rishon. Bein adam ben kelim. So midaraisa says, minatara, you always only explain these two. He says, in the other ones, you can't, not minatara. What do you mean not minatara? He says, Af pishin divrei kabbalah, einon din tara. What do you mean einon din tara? It's definitely deraisa. The Rambam holds the matana midaraisa. So why is it chayav karas? So shirelon is parashu b'tara. What do you mean by it? Manashos, deraisa is not deraisa. So the raven over there asks the kasha. He says, Omar Avram, re'is izel ish, I observed this man, kol mashi yikshol of the divrei rabbeinu, yomam b'divrayim uzeh. Anything that's difficult, in Chazal, he says, that's only midivrayim. Alright, this Rambam is a kasha I'd like to add to the list. Okay? That makes it four. Okay. Now, the Ramban quotes the letter from the Rambam here. That's page 41. All right. Interesting letter what Rambam writes. Rambam says like this. The Chachmei Lanil asked the Rambam Akasha. They said, why is it?
What? Which letter is it?
Separate tshuva.
I mean, is it with the other tshuvas in the Rambam, or just quoted here?
Okay. So at any rate, they asked the Rambam, they said, why is it that you can't, Shalom and his own name, Ma'amat, the Kedusha, be your star, the Rice, the Kedusha, Kesar, Rabban, Vakuli, Alfin, Luminatara, Bekesef, Menolan, Goma, Kich, Kichim, is the Efren, the Gomorrah, and Zeraz, the Rice, and I'm getting first Dach and Kedusha. But Belashin is a Heshiv, Yesh li Chibur, Be'inyin, Minyin, and Mitzvahs. I have a Chibur and Minyin, and Mitzvahs, Yesh bo, Betchiloso, Yidalot, Prokim. 14 Prokim, Beklolos, Gedolos, Be'inyin, Ikri, and Mitzvahs. Tzoch Adam Leida, some, a person should know them, Vachakach Yisbar Lo Tos Kol Mishimon HaMitzvahs Chutz Mimeni, and also equally the mistakes that everybody that counted the mitzvahs made besides myself, Mibal HaLochos Vad Achshav, from the time of Bal HaLochos, that was the first until now, until this time, didn't leave anybody out. Okay. And then he goes, Ubosan Prakam Bi'ati She'in Kol Dover Shalom Dosob Behekesh Abizera Shov Midim Yigom Midish Tan Yashaben Din Tara. It's not a Din Tara. Achen Yamacham Beferah Shimon HaTara. Alright, he goes on. Then the Ramban says, Ramban goes on to say that according to the Rambam, he says, V'yotze mizvarov, throw it down, there's a little base over there in the parentheses. Shemes kadesh is bekesef eina beskila. Shein gomago abor al ashtar. Really the only thing that works is ashtar. V'roi lom al adaita shekadush ashtar tosim ba. Alright? So the Ramban goes on to say that the Rambam would hold, according to this, that kadush kesef really isn't kadush midaraisa. Kadush midaraban. And I say, if you look at the Rambam, in the Yad, you can't say that he holds away, because the Rambam says like this. In Alocha, Hilchus Ish Alocha Beis, L'kuchen Eilu Mitzvah Asei Shal Terein, U'be'echad Mishlosh Dvarim Eilu Ish Niknis, B'kesef Ha'Bishtar B'Biya, B'Biya B'Shtar Me'at Torah, U'be'kesef Me'divrei Sofrim, V'l'kuchen Eilu Hain Ha'Nikroin Kedushin O Erson, B'chol Makom, V'ish Ish Niknis B'achas Me'gimel Dvarim Eilu Hi Nikras Me'kudeshes Ha'Muresis. So see, the Rambam says, that's called Me'kudeshes Ha'Muresis. Now, next Alocha. V'chivan sheniknis ha'isha v'nasis mekudeshes, right? Af pishalo nivala v'lo nechnasa leveis bailo. Harei eishis ish v'abo aleo chutz mi bailo chayev misis bezdin. So see, the Ram says openly that she's the one who lives with her and her will be chayev misis bezdin, right? Even if it was bekesef, because the Ram says before v'isha sheniknis bechod mi gimul dvarim elu hi anekras mekudeshes. Next to Locha, the Chivish Nikazish, the Nasis Mikudeshis, Afishlo Nivala, is Hare Yeshish Vabala Mikhus Malachai of Mrs. Bezin. So you see, he says that, in other words, these three ways make a Mikudeshis. And once she's Mikudeshis, Chai of Mrs. Bezin. Mm-hmm. So you see, he holds that in any one of those three cases. Moreover, if you're going to say he doesn't, then there would only be one case in which an Isha could be Mikudeshis and not be Nivala. And be Chayav Misa, that would be only Shtar. So the Rambam should have said, V'chiv Hashim Sa'ish V'nas Mekadeshes, Af HaPishlo Nivalo, V'nas Mekadeshes Ayidei Shtar Af HaPishlo Nivalo, Is HaRehi Yeshish V'Bala. No, the Rambam doesn't say there's only one case. So apparently there's two cases. It's clear from the Rambam. It has to be the way. That the Rambam holds definitely the what? That is the Raisa and is Mises Bezdin. There's no question, not like the Ramban says. You see, in the Yad HaChazaka, he definitely holds it that he holds it to his Chayim Misa.
What do you mean by Medivrei
Sofer? Now, so therefore, what does Medivrei Sofer mean? So Medivrei Sofer means Midaraisa. Right? Medivrei Sofer means Midaraisa. Okay. And that's the Klal. That's what I say, the Klal is whatever the Ram says Medivrei Sofer, you don't know whether it means the Raisa or the Rabban. Okay? It could be either or. Medivrei Sofer could always be either or. Rav Van Kansan and Rav Chaim, there's only two or three places that's really the Midaraisa. Okay. One is Kedushin.
What?
The only question we have to ask is this, that if it could be either or, then what's the purpose of the term Midivrei Sofrim? It's a useless term. Rav picked out a term, Midivrei Sofrim, it could be either this or that, and he uses it. What kind of a term is it? Doesn't mean anything.
What does it mean?
Yeah. It doesn't mean, that's not mean. It could be either or. So what do you need the term for? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's no difference in halacha. It's the exact same thing. So what do you have to mention it for? Midivrei Sofrim. Okay? That's the next kasha. That's fifth kasha. Okay. The Rambam says, The Biyu B'Shtami Atari says Ubikesh Midivrei Seferim. Very authoritatively lays down the rule that this is over here and this is over there. What does it mean? Nothing. It means the same thing. It's about Chayav Misa D'Raisa. One more kasha. Kasha like this. Kasha, maybe you say this is a powerful kasha. But I think it's something that really, if you look into it, it should disturb you somewhat. You'll say, my question is like this. That, what's the whole Indian really of Sefer HaMitzvahs? You see, the Rambam lays down these rules, these principles, 14 principles, and goes up and back, whether something's categorized under one mitzvah or another mitzvah. Who cares really? What difference? What would be the terrible tragedy if somebody would make a mistake and you think that one of the halachas over there is classified under another mitzvah, not classified under this mitzvah? So what? And what if a person wouldn't know exactly what tayag mitzvahs are? I don't think there's a tayyad, whatever. What really is the big nafkamina here? All right, so you'll say l'ravcha d'shmaitze, you have to know what it is. Good, but it seems that there's a tremendous emphasis over here in the Rambam with his Sharashim and on the whole minyan. It must be very precise and has to be worked out and defined. And he spent so much time working out the principles. What's the beginning? What's so important about it? He'll make a mistake. So a person will make a mistake. He'll think it's not a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. This person will count as a mitzvah, won't count as a mitzvah. No big tragedy is going to occur if anybody makes such a mistake.
Practically.
Moreover, yeah, practically, I mean. Yeah. So what? And theoretically, as long as there's the right theory, it's okay. So if he counts it as, he doesn't count it as a mitzvah, he does count the mitzvah, it's going to make a big difference. What if he thinks there's an extra mitzvah there? So what? I mean, as long as theoretically he has the principle of the halacha, but if it comes under another mitzvah, sometimes there are theoretical differences, but not always there are theoretical differences. Whole business. Besides, you see, the Rambam follows the whole principle of Tayag in the Yad HaChazaka too. Because before every area, every Sefer, he starts off Sefer V, Sefer Nashu, who Sefer V, Hilchasishus, Yesh Bechol Nabra Mitzvahs, Shtei Mitzvah Sei, Shtei Mitzvah Lo Sa Sei, Zeh Pratan. Every time the Rambam always goes through, he has a little Lagdama, he starts off with the Mitzvahs. What do you need it for? Yad HaChazaka is Aloha. We have to have the, what do I care? No, it comes under, nobody even bothers to read that. It comes under this mitzvah, comes under that mitzvah. Yeah, it's nice of him to put down the mitzvah. So it's very nice. Okay, let's get down to the room. What do you put it there for? You know what I mean?
Nobody
bothers. It's a terrible crime, for instance. A person thinks Bika Chalim is a separate mitzvah. Yeah, make a mistake, it's a separate mitzvah. So what?
No,
we try. So what? He'll still do Mavaka Chal, all right?
No,
it comes under after Recha. Kamalchaka, it doesn't come under. Terrible thing. I mean, what's the big difference? Not you tell me that you have to know. Of course you have to know. I said it looks like it's over. There's too much work here. Overemphasized. That's my question. Yeah. Bad boy. That's right. He didn't have it. He's totally wrong. I'm put a lot of work into this. Apparently, it was a very important area. Okay. Before we go any further, one thing I want to take up. The thing is, Yigil Midrash HaTan Resh is bad. Rambam mentions that he holds that they're true. And that, that the Chazal used them to derive halachas. So one thing is this, you see that the Torah was given, there's two parts to the Torah. One part of the Torah was given at Sinai, openly, I'm not interested whether it's professional or not, forget about that, was given at Sinai, that this is these drushes work this way, and this is halachah lamash mishinai, and piyah kabbalah, and the whole business. That's one thing. And then also, God gave at Sinai, with the Torah, a system which could be used by the Balei HaMaserah for derivation. That's Yud Gimel Midah Shatan Dreshes Ban. See? So that not everything which we have was really given at Sinai. Literally. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In other words, the Torah was given, and then Yud Gimel Midah, the system was given, and it was given over to man to use his mind and his knowledge to derive halachas, and whatever halachas they derive from Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Dreshes Bahen, that is derisa. That's the Rambam says in Hilchas Mamrim also that way. That is in Hilchas Mamrim. The Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, he says, call me in Hilchas Mamrim in halacha beis, paragraph halacha beis. Call me Shein Osakar Rasan over below Sase. Anyone that goes against the Rabbanu Zevul Osasas and Nevul Osasas and Davar Shigidu Chaleiyam and a small. Vein Lokin Alav Zev Neshin Eden Lazarus Mises Bezin. This love you don't get malchus for because there's certain cases where the love can be involved in a Mises Bezin. Shekol chacham shemora al devraya. Any chacham that rebels against their words. Misasa bechenek. Shenem avish sheyasa bezadon. Echad dvarim shelomdo osam epi ha-shmua ve'im tarsh ba'al-peh. Anything they learned out from tarsh ba'al-peh. Ve'echad dvarim shelomdum mipi daitom ba'achas min amidos she'atorin adreshes ba'em. Ve'nir be'ineim she'dov hazeh kachu. Okay? So you see that the chachodos are deraisa. Mm-hmm. No question about it, deraisa. So you see that the deraisa could be created by the Balei HaMasera.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the only case like that. Well, actually, Yacharab Lahatas itself is the same thing. Sacharam Lahatas means that the Bezdin Agodal decides which way the Psak is, and that's the Raisa. So see, it was given over to man. The Torah was given over to man to use his intellect in order to... and whatever they decide, based upon their knowledge, that's the Raisa. The same thing you find in Rishonim, they say that Dover Zele Masra Kosav Ela Lachachama. In the Gemara there. Masra Kosav Ela Lachachama. Masra Kosav Ela Lachachama means, the Torah didn't say specifically, they allowed the Balei HaMasera, allowed the Balei HaMasera to draw the line. Wherever they draw the line, that's the Raisa. So really, in Torah, there's two types. This Torah was given at Sinai explicitly. This is the halacha the Moshe Rabbeinu received. And then with the Torah, he was given a system of analysis, which was to be used by the Balei HaMasera. And when they use that system of analysis, that's the Raisa. Anything that's derived from that system of analysis is the Raisa. That's something you should know. Okay. The first basic premise in the Rambam, you have to lay down, is one thing. That there's a difference between the Raisa and between Tariag Mitzvahs. That anybody could see, and that's necessary. A necessary proposition from the Rambam's second Sherish. That the Raisa and Tariag Mitzvahs are two separate things altogether. Okay. I want to say like this. The basic machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban is in the Memra of the Gemara, Tariag Mitzvahs Nemru L'Lemesh Mesinai. What exactly is meant by that? You see? The Ramban understands like this. Ramban understands that the Torah was given at Sinai, and the Torah, if you break it down, it'll come out, you have how many mitzvahs? Tariag. Okay. The Rambam says it says differently. The Rambam says, no. What was given at Sinai, not that the Torah breaks up into Tariag, but essentially, what was given at Sinai is Tariag Mitzvahs. In other words, it's not that what was given at Sinai is Torah, and Torah breaks up into Tariag. What was given at Sinai is Tariag. There's a separate Chal Hashem, a separate entity, a Chesed Shel Tariag Mitzvahs. Okay? Now what exactly does it mean? We'll soon see all clear what this means. Yeah, Tariag is empty. In other words, according to the Rambam, Kabbalah Satara was really Kabbalah Tariag Mitzvahs. That was the Kabbalah. See, generally, I have to understand when we say Kabbalah Satara. What does it mean, Kabbalah Satara? So you say, for instance, Vayimi Ketchin Asayim Yom Mufara Chaylein. I'm a Kabbalah Satara. What do you mean, Kabbalah that? What do you mean, Kabbalah? Kabbalah Paro was a Chaylein. I mean, what kind of a Kabbalah is there in regard to that? The Kabbalah really is Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs. See, Mitzvahs are an entity in their own right. Mitzvahs is a separate entity. By a ger. When a ger comes from a geyer. So he's Mekabal HaMitzvahs. It's Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs, really. It's not Kabbalah's Torah. It's Mekabal Elotel Desneach. There's not Shech to say Kabbalah on that. There's not a Kabbalah. Once a person Mekabal HaMitzvahs, so he's Mekabal Yisei Deyadah. So, of course, so the Torah is true. That's something else. But the Kabbalah essentially is related to mitzvahs. That's what Kabbalah is. Kabbalah is a mitzvahs. So really the Torah is really a chafetz shel mitzvahs. When we say Kabbalah is a Torah, Kabbalah, it means Kabbalah is a mitzvahs. It's mekabal a chafetz of tayag mitzvahs. Okay? Now Torah shebiksav and Torah shebalpeh is just a way in which is just a means of understanding the mitzvahs. You understand the mitzvahs in two ways. You understand the mitzvahs through the use of Torah Shebiksav, and you understand the mitzvahs in conjunction with Torah Shebiksav through the use of Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay? But the real Kabbalah is Kabbalah's Tayag mitzvahs. Tayag is a chetzer. That's what they were makabal at Sinai. At Sinai there was a Kabbalah of Tayag. Okay? All right. So the difference, once again, theoretically, between the Rambam and the Ramban is Tayag an essence? That's what it is, Tayag Mitzvahs? Or no, there really was a Kabbalah of the corpus of Torah. The corpus of Torah breaks down into Tayag, it's an accidental thing, Tayag. It's not an essential thing. That's the machlekes in the Rambam and the Ramban. That's the major machlekes.
Ramban
holds that it's just accidental.
The object of the Kabbalah was Torah, not
Mitzvahs. The Kabbalah's whole corpus of knowledge. Corpus of knowledge breaks down into Tayag Mitzvahs. That's the Ramban. That's the Ramban. According to the Rambam, the essence is Tayag.
Right.
Torah is a way of learning Tayag.
Oh, it's all learning. It's
yeah.
A method of understanding Tayag.
Tayag is incorporated, becomes incorporated in two forms, the Torah Shir Ksav and Torah Shir Bapah. See? But the essence of Tayag Mitzvahs is an essence in itself, in its own right.
I see. Everything else does.
Yeah. Ramban, the first Sherish, goes so far as to show that there's not even any right of such thing as Tayag. Maybe there isn't Tayag. But later he changed his mind. He says, no, I accept that there is Tayag. But Tayag is not essential in the Ramban. Torah, it just so happens we know that Torah breaks up into Tayag Mitzvahs. Okay. That's the major difference between the Rambam and the Ramban.
Right.
That's right. Is it a Kabbalah Satara which breaks up into Tayag, and Kabbalah corpus of knowledge, or it's a Kabbalah Tayag Mitzvahs? That's the Chesed of the Kabbalah. Okay? And what is Torah Shebiksav? Torah Shebiksav is in Torah Shebal Peh, is all the form that the Tayag will take. In Limud, when you learn the Tayag Mitzvah, so you learn it through Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. But the actual Kabbalah is related to a Chafta Shel Tayag Mitzvah. That's the way the Ram learns. Okay. Now we go to a Pasuk in Shemais. Parashas Kisisa Shvi. All right? Vayema Hashem el Moshe, Ksav lechos advar mo'ele, ki al pi advar mo'ele karati itecho bris ves Yisrael. Okay? So the Pasuk says that God said to Moshe Rabbeinu, write down these words, Ksav lechos advar mo'ele. Why? Ki al pi advar mo'ele karati itecho bris ves Yisrael. Alright? What's the advar mo'ele? What's the advar mo'ele? According to the Rambam, what's the advar mo'ele? Tayag Mitzvahs. Okay. So according to the Rambam, there's one requirement in Tayag. The Krisas Bris, according to the Rambam, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kol Yisrael, is a Krisas Bris of Tayag. That's what the Krisas Bris really is. Of. Consists of. But there's one requirement for that Krisas Bris. That these Tayag Mitzvahs must become incorporated in the Chetz of Shel Torah Shebiksav. You see? That's a requirement. So the Krisis Bris would be incomplete if the Tayag never became expressed in the form of Torah Shebiksav, in an entity of Torah Shebiksav. The Tayag must be crystallized in an entity of Torah Shebiksav. That's a requirement. That's part of the Krisis Bris. The Rambam in the beginning of the Pirush Mishnayos in Zrayim says like this. He goes through the whole of Nagdama. Nagdama Pesh Mishnayos. It's Ryan. Okay? So, Rambam says, he gives the whole Lord from the Gemara in Erevin, how he used to learn it four times, all Seder. I'm not going to go through all Seder now. But then in the end, he says like this. He says, Vachare Kain, if the Gizol Seder, Vachare Kain, how you call the Om Holchim, Lulmod, Lulamed, Ish Le'ochiv, Masha Shamu Mipi Mashiach. First Moshe Rabbeinu told it, and then Allah said, some else freshman over there. Then he says like this. He says, then they went and they taught each other what they heard in Pi Moshe. The Kosvim HaMitzvah Ahi, the Megillos. And they'd write down this Mitzvah Megillos. Why do they write down the Mitzvah Megillos? Because the Mitzvah must be, eventually must be expressed in the form of Torah Shebiksav. It's Megillos. Megillos is Torah Shebiksav. The Yeshutu Asar Makol Yisrael Lumoid Ulahagos at Sheyedu Begirsa Mitzvah Ahi. The Agilu Lekrosa. You see? They must know the exact Girsa. The Sarah made sure they knew the exact Girsa of the Mitzvah. And they should know how, they should be used to reading it. Okay? Va'achakach Lomdum Pirusha Mitzvahi Hanasuna Me'es Hashem. Okay? Va'apirashahu Va'yakolel Inyonim. Va'yukosvim HaMitzvah Va'lomdim Alpeh HaKabbalah. That's Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. So you see, the others of Rome require that every single mitzvah of Tayag had to be written down. Bechsav. That was part of Kiel. Piyad Zvarim Eila Karatim Chobris Vezis Royal. So it had to be written down Bechsav, and then they learned the Kabbalah Balpeh. Okay? Tashur Ksav Al Tashur Alpeh. Gemara says Kiel Piyad Zvarim Eila. Piyad Zvarim Eila means Alpeh. So it's Merum is in the Pasuk too. At the Tashur Ksav and Tashur Alpeh. But the requirement was that every mitzvah had to be expressed in Tashur Ksav. Okay, now let's take this Kasha first. Take the Kasha of Eina Mikri Yesu Dei Pshuta, very bitter Kasha Ramban Yesu and the Ramam. How could you possibly say that all the drushes of Chazal are not the Pshat in the Pasuk? What then is the Pshat in the Pasuk? The way that Zdukar read the Pasuk, the way that Pekrusim, the Amaratzim read the Pasuk. That's not the Pshat. Shomikri is, of course, according to the way Chazal, the way they taught us how to read the Pasuk, right? Oh. The answer is like this. It's true that that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Right. Ram agrees. Ram, all over in his writings, you see, when he quotes Pesukim, whenever he quotes Pasuk, he always tells you, you Pshat according to Chazal. It doesn't just open Pshat. That's ridiculous. So what's Pshat? Pshat, I guess. That it's true that those drushes are emes. That's the real Pshat in the Pasuk. But there's one thing we have to ask over here. That real Pshat in the Pasuk, is that Torah Shebiksav, or is that Torah Shebalpeh? The answer. The Pasuk. Is that Torah Shebiksav or is that Torah Shebalpeh? The answer is, it's definitely Torah Shebalpeh. Yud Gimel Midah Shatana Drashas Behen is Torah Shebalpeh. That is the essence of Torah Shebalpeh. If that's not Torah Shebalpeh, what is? So the Rambam isn't saying, Eina Mikri Yetzei Midei Pshutai. You see, that's not the Pshat in the Pasuk. What does the Rambam want to say? The Rambam's concerned here with Minyan HaMitzvahs. And since Minyan HaMitzvahs is a Cheftza Shel Tayag that becomes expressed in a Cheftza Shel Torah Shebiksav, so you have to show me the mitzvah from Torah Shebiksav. And if the mitzvah is not in Torah Shebiksav, then it's not from Tayag. How do you know that that's so? Because the Pasuk says Ksav Luchos Advar Meila Kalpi Advar Meila Karati Tchor Bris V'Shol. So what is the Krisis Bris? The Krisis Bris is Tayag Mitzvahs Shenitnu Biksav. If it wasn't Nitnu Biksav, then it's not Tayag. See, that's a requirement for Tayag. So therefore, the Rambam says that Eina Mikra Yetzei Midei Pshuta. What does it mean, Eina Mikra Yetzei Pshuta? He means, in self, Eina Mikra Yetzei Pshuta means, Pashtei Dekra has the halacha of Torah Shebiksav. Tayag mitzvah must be Torah Shebiksav. Yud Gimel Midah Shatana Dreshes Bahen. Of course it's the Pshat in the Pasuk. But it's the Pshat in the Pasuk according to Torah Shebalpeh. That's not the Torah Shebiksav anymore. You see? That's why the Rambam says it's halacha of it. And not a Rambam also never gets the pshuta is that's not the pshat the pasuk. It's pshat. Ah, that's why the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says when they learn pshat from that pasuk over there, what do they say? They want to say that what? That all these ribuyim, they quote these ribuyim, bikacholim, and this is this, all these ribuyim. He says, that would be good, but if you could tell me that's the ribuy, right? And there's a requirement that the tayag mitzvah must be in Torah Shebiksav. So you mean you're going to tell me that this is the Torah Shebiksav? Ain't a mikra yetzei pshutai? That's not the mikra. The mikra, in order to be mikra, in order to be mikra, is Torah Shebiksav. In order to be Torah Shebiksav, it has to be in the pasuk. Otherwise, Torah Shebalpeh. That's the Rambam's.
It'll be derived.
If you'd give me this, it's not Torah Shebalpeh. What is Torah Shebalpeh? And it's impossible. That's the essence of Torah Shebalpeh. Is the Yud Gimel Midah. A requirement for Torah for Tayag Mitzvahs is that it must be in Bichsav. Why? Because otherwise, since the Krisis Bris is incomplete. The Apir Dvarim Eila Karatzei Chobris V'Shol means the Krisis Bris of Tayag was completed by the fact that the Tayag See, the Ramban doesn't learn that pasuk Ksav L'Chos Dvarim Eila is referring to the Chesed Shel Tayag. Ramban learns that Ksav L'Chos Dvarim Eila means the Torah. Right, the Torah Ki Apir Dvarim Eila Karatzei Chobris V'Shol. That's all it is. So of course the Ramban doesn't have this pshat. But according to the Rambam, once you say it's a Chefta Shel Tayag, that's the Chefta per se. Now, Ksav Luchas Dvarim Eila means that the Tayag must be Nitin Biksav, and that's Mashlim the Bris. The Bris is only Biksav. The Bris has to be Biksav. Without a Ksav, there's no Bris. Shtar has to be a Shtar. Okay. And now we answer the question as to why the Rambam holds that the Yud Gimel Midos
Shatara Nidreshes Bahen is not to be used to count Tayag. Not because he holds it's not true. Of course it's true. But it can't be counted because it's not, it doesn't fulfill the requirement of the Krisus Bris of Tayag because it's not Bechsav. Okay. That takes care of that question. Now let's see. What's next? So now let's take care of another question. Question was asked, as the Rambam seems to be confused in the way he formulates his argument against who? Against the Baal Halachas Gedolos, when he brings down the memra of Odatem Lohem, Odatem Lohem is a derech Yelchuva. Right? So what does it say? It says, derech Yelchuva, derech Zugmetz Chosonim, Yelchuzet Bikucholim, Bozek Forest Mason, all business. So the Rambam says they thought that each one is a mitzvah, he says, and they didn't know, they made a mistake, because really this comes under other mitzvahs, the Rambam says, right? And then he says, and the reason why I don't count them, he says, this all comes under, this all comes under the heading of Tayag, right? Oh. Now what does the Rambam mean over there? Why does the Rambam seems to switch his argument? The Ramban's cash over there. Monashah, what is your argument? Your argument is it's not Mefurash in the Pasuk? Okay, fine. Your argument is that it's subsumed under something else. So what does that have to do with you giving me this? I mean, even things that are written in the Torah are subsumed. Right? Oh. So like this. You see? In formulating Tayag Mitzvahs, of course, the Rambam himself was the one who laid down the principle that anything that's subsumed under the mitzvah can't be counted as a separate mitzvah. It's one of the Shurashim here. They can't be, Shein Limnei Chalkei HaMitzvah. Chalkei HaMitzvah can't be counted. Right? Okay. But the thing is like this. If it's a Chalkei HaMitzvah, then definitely you can't count it. There's no question about it. Because inherently, it's a detail in how you makir a carbon tumit. So you can tell me you count that as a separate mitzvah? It's a detail. It's Chalkei HaMitzvah. That's true. However, there are certain mitzvahs which could be either or. It could be a separate mitzvah b'fnei atzma, or it could be a form of another mitzvah. I'll give you a simple example. You have, for instance, Talmud Torah is a mitzvah, right? But Talmud Torah is a kiyum in Avas Hashem, right? Because Ketzad Oreves HaMakayim through Limud HaTorah. So somebody could say that really there's one mitzvah. Actually, the Avraham Ben Ram says in one of the tshuvas, when somebody asked him the same kashas as Ramban's kasha, tshuva on tfum. So he says, Avraham Ben Ram says he can say there's only one mitzvah. One or two mitzvahs. Says, Avos Hashem will incorporate everything. Yeah, right. So really, the truth of the matter is that you could say that Talmud Torah is not a separate mitzvah. It's in another expression of Avos Hashem. Right? Okay. Yeah. Or let's say, for instance, Kibbut of Va'im. Kibbut of Va'im is a separate mitzvah, right? But the Gemara says, Hukush Kvaidim Lakavana Makan. Right? Now, Ish Imai Va'aviv Tiro, Vesuk Sesh Tishron. So really, you could say that Yiras Ha'av Va'im is really just another expression of Yiras Shemayim. Just like you say, Yesed Hashem Alekechav Tiro, the rabbis tell me to Chachomim, that's included under the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, right? Yesed Hashem Alekechav Tiro. But how come, why is it that Kibbut Talmud Chacham is not a separate mitzvah saseh? And Kibbut Avaim is a separate mitzvah saseh. That has to do already with Minyan HaMitzvahs. You see? That has to do with Minyan HaMitzvahs. It could go either way. See, there are cases where it can go either way. You can say it that way. How do you know which way it goes? Well, I won't tell you all the ways because it's a complicated thing in how you formulate the mitzvahs. I'll tell you one rule. The rule is, if it's in Torah Shebiksav, then it could be a separate mitzvah. If it's not in Torah Shebiksav, then it has to be what? What I'm saying is like this. Let me just bring it out from another point. The Rambam said before that you can't count anything which is taken up from Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, right? Alright? Can't count Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. So what does the Rambam mean you can't count Halacha L'Moshe Sinai? Does he mean a mitzvah is something which could be considered a separate mitzvah? Or does he mean something which is chalkei mitzvah? If it's chalkei mitzvah, of course it can. Nechatz and Nechatz can't be counted as a separate mitzvah. It's impossible. Where can I say a separate mitzvah is that? Okay. So it must be something, that's a detail in the Zikr. Must be something which could be a separate mitzvah. Nevertheless, the Rambam says, you can't count it as a separate mitzvah. Why? Because it's from Halacha L'Moshe Mitzvah, right? So I'll ask you, so what kind of a mitzvah is that? You just have a hanger. You have tayag mitzvahs, and you have a few mitzvahs hanging around. There's no such mitzvah. There's a very simple way to prove it. Because the Rambam has all the mitzvahs, everything in the Torah, all halachas, and nowhere does he bring down the beginning of his sefer, the Yesh Bo Mitzvah Achas Min Tayag, and then there's another different type of a mitzvah altogether. Everything has to be included under Tayag. You see? Yeah. There's only Tayag mitzvahs. So what the Rambam is saying is like this. Whenever you have a mitzvah, which is not in Tayag, right? Which is not in Minyan Tayag, what do you do with it? Not talking about a chalkei mitzvah. Chalkei mitzvah, of course, you understand is incorporated in Tayag. But let's say you have a separate mitzvah which is not in Tayag. What do you do with it? What's the answer? The answer is, you know, it must be included under one of the Tayag mitzvahs. See, that's what the Rambam is saying. You understand? Now you see how the Rambam's argument goes and what he's saying in the Sherish. He didn't change his mind. It goes very smoothly. The Rambam says like this. He says that you can't count your gimel midos. Why? Because they're not pesach. They're not written the Furush in the Torah. He says, and people went even further than that, and they made the mistake of counting something from these ribuyim, which is even less pesach, right? Something which is even more far-fetched, that is less related to pesach. And they didn't understand that these things are really incorporated under other mitzvahs. What is Rambam saying? It's one line of argument. He's saying like this. He's saying that you can't, it has to, tayag, the creases of tayag requires Torah Shebe Ksav. These aren't in Torah Shebe Ksav. Where are they? Naturally, they're included under the other tayag, and they didn't understand this principle. You follow me? That's how the Rambam, that's the Sigma and Advarma of the Rambam. That's how the Rambam works. Because that's the truth of the matter. That's the way it is. Anything which is not in Torah Shebe Ksav is a separate entity. Well, what kind of separate entity? It can't be a mitzvah of Nats Musa. It's not in Tayag. We don't have mitzvahs like that. So what must you say? You must say that this entity is incorporated under other mitzvahs. Like Esed Hashem Elokecha Tira L'Rabbas T'Milchum. Otherwise, where is it at? As I said, and they didn't understand this. Okay? So that's what the Rambam says. They thought that if it's a separate entity, so it has to be a separate mitzvah. That's a mistake. Of course, it's not Tayag. But where does it belong in the system? It's included under the under Tayag. That's the Pshat Rambam. Okay, that takes care of one of the kasha of Irvuv Dvarim the Ramban S. Now let's take while we're on the kasha, the Ramban S. The kasha before Rambam Kesef Shita. Ramban S. Like this, he says that there's one thing that the Rambam is in contradiction. Why? Because he says Rambam Kesef Shita, right? So then what do you have? So if that's the case, how does the Rambam himself count these three or four cases? Do you require beferish? And this is the beginning also. Do you require beferish in the pasuk? So you can't. This doesn't qualify. Elamai, you say that doesn't have to be beferish, and I count all the other gimel midos, right? Mm-hmm. What's the answer? How could the Rambam say there's three or four exceptions? It says in his letter there's three or four exceptions. What's the answer? The answer is the Rambam says like this. When the Rambam says there's three or four exceptions, he says it's only when they say it's deraisa a guf Torah. Okay. What does it mean, guf Torah? What does it mean, guf Torah? It's guf Torah. What do you mean, guf Torah? What is guf Torah? What's guf Torah? What's not guf Torah? What's the difference between the two? Is the difference? I mean, something is really guf Torah and another halacha is not guf Torah. What does it mean? I say guf Torah means one thing. Guf Torah means Torah Shebe Ksav. That's what it means. Guf Torah is the cheftz of Torah Shebe Ksav is guf Torah. Nadaram says one thing, he says. That if the Kabbalah was carried down, the Kabbalah was given at Sinai, that when it says Orel, you should make Gzera Shava from Orel in Truma to Orel in Pesach. So in other words, when the Torah was given, this Gzera Shava was given simultaneously at Sinai, and it was said that this is exactly what it means. So the Rambam says, then it has Allah of Torah Shebe Ksav. That's Torah Shebe Ksav. If at Sinai was given that this is Guf Torah, this is what it is, so what do I care if it's expressed in Yud Gimel Midos? I mean, what's Guf Torah is determined by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to know, when you read this pasuk, you read it with Gzera Shava. Oh, if you read it with Gzera Shava, then it's Torah Shebe Ksav. Torah Shebe Ksav, so it's Eidel L'minyan HaMitzvahs. That's why you can count those three or four cases.
But isn't all
Torah Shebe Ksav if it's just Yud Gimel Midos, Shatar Nidrashis, that means Drasha. Drasha is Tashma Pad. Then, of course, it can't be Elamina Mitzvahs. Then it can't be Ksav L'chosid Dvar Meila. It can't be the Krisis Bris. That's not part of the Ksav. But if the Ksav itself, when the Ksav was given, was said that this is what the Ksav means, so that's the way, the Ksav isn't determined by the way we look at it with the naked eye. The Ksav is what is the Guf Terah. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to know, this is Guf Terah. That's written, that's the form, it appears in the form of a Gzeirah Shavah. That word over there is the Ksav, which is Moron, the Mitzvah.
It has to be written.
Part of the Chefetz Shel Tershav Ksav. That's the thing. Exactly. That's why the Ramban's kasha was. See, the Ramban's kasha and the Rambam was. How can you count it? Ain't a mikri yetsim de pshutoi. It's not. The Rambam didn't care about mikri yetsim de pshutoi. The Rambam cared about Tershav Ksav. That was what it was. So if it's Tershav Ksav, of course, pshuta shel mikri is always Tershav Ksav. But that's not the only Tershav Ksav. Tershav Ksav could be also Alpi Kabbalah, that this is what the word over here means, this mitzvah over here, that's Ksav, and it's Guf Terah. You see? That's what the Rambam means. That's why the Ramban's kasha is not kasha of Eina Mikri Tzevishuta. The Rambam seems to be contradicting himself. No, if the Rambam wanted Eina Mikri, only Mikri Tzevishuta, then the Rambam would have a good kasha. But Mikri Tzevishuta is only, is really what the Rambam wanted, required is Tershav Ksav. And if then Pshuta Shel Mikra is always Tershav Ksav, not Pshuta Shel Mikra is not Tershav Ksav, except if the Kabbalah is that this is the Ksav, this is the way you read it, then it's part of Tershav Ksav, then it's Eliminated Mitzvah. I forgot something. I should have had a little explanation before. When we first, and just to show you a little clearer, this whole thing is based on the central machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam as what the concept of tayag is, right? Just to clarify a little bit. You see, according to the Rambam, anything which is nilmad later, miyud gimel mides, could never be part of tayag. Why can't it be part of tayag? Why can't it be part of tayag, according to the Rambam? Because the krisis bris was tayag. You see, the krisis bris was tayag. You can't have 200 years later somebody says the Bali Masera are going to might see another mitzvah. You're going to say that the krisis bris before was incomplete, before it wasn't tayag. That's impossible, according to the Rambam. According to the Ramban, it is possible. Because according to the Ramban, the krisis bris was terah. Now you think it breaks up this way, tayag. Oh, you find another mitzvah. You have to reshuffle your right. You have to work it out. You had the wrong idea of tayag. Now it's tayag this way. According to the Ramban, the difference in whether or not the krisis bris was tayag or whether it was terah, machlekes the Rambam and Ramban, could be expressed hypothetically in a case. Let's say, for instance, you find a new mitzvah later. So according to the Ramban, the Bali and Masera could get together, they could say, look, we thought, here's another mitzvah. See, we thought before that this was tayag. No, apparently HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant tayag. He didn't mean that over there. That was a mistake we made. Because, of course, it says it breaks up in tayag. It was a mistake. You have to take out one of the tayag and put in this one. You see? You could do it later. Because the krisis bris wasn't essentially tayag. According to the Rambam, it's impossible. Because the krisis bris was a tayag, and anything which you might see later in any of the Yigil Midas, it's impossible. That's it. The krisis bris is never. You're never going to have a more krisis bris. That's impossible. Krisis bris gets bigger as the time. That's impossible. That's what the Rambam in the first Sherish says. Also, he says when they counted Hanukkah, they counted the krias Megillah. He says as a mitzvah. So the Rambam says that this is impossible. He says why? He says over here, page 6. In the Sherish Harishon, when he brings on Chris and Gil, he says, "Omnom heyos nema lemoishe b'sinai sheyitzavenu ki kishayia ba'achris mamlachtenu v'yikarolano lemayivonim kach v'kach yischayav lan lahadlik ne'achanaka." He says, "How could you possibly count these mitzvahs if it says v'istakol before page 5 v'istakol mishiyishma l'shena nema lelemoishe b'sinai?" It says the mitzvah nema lemoishe v'yim nekriyas ha'ol sheshavach by David all of Hashem as Akeli's barach. You're going to count kriyas ha'ol of David Melach. He says, "Shetzuva b'Moshe v'chein ne'achanek shekavur chum b'yasheni v'chein kriyas megillah." He says, "What are you going to say? You're going to say, you have to say that God said that in the end, later, a few hundred years from now, you're going to have achras mamlachtenu. Is going to have this thing with the Yevonim, and then there's going to be a mitzvah ne'achanekah. That I want you to count as tayag." Ram says, "That's impossible. Hine eini roya sheechad yid mezar yalab machshavta. Nobody ever thinks that so. Why is it impossible? Why is it so impossible? Why not? Why not? It's a nevuah. Why Ram doesn't believe in nevuah? What's so impossible about it? It's impossible. Moshe Rabbeinu should know by nevuah that this is going to happen. No, that's not the impossibility. The impossibility is that the krisis bris shouldn't be at Sinai. That's Tayag Mitzvah's Nemrul Alamesha B'Sinai. The Krisus Bris has to be at Sinai, and not anything that happens later. So therefore, you can never add later to Minyan Tayag. It's impossible. According to Ramban, it's possible that Bezna Gadol should have a suffix over there. Let's say we made a mistake. That's it. Because the Bishas, when the Torah was given, all the Tayag were there, and we made a mistake in what the Tayag was. Okay. Because according to the Ramban, all it means is Tayag Mitzvah Nemrul Alamesha B'Sinai, and the Torah breaks down into Tayag. Okay. So your breakdown could have been wrong, and now you have to make a decision to change it. That's the practical difference, really. Theoretical difference, I mean, between the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay. Now let's take our... So now we answered the three kashas that we have from the Ramban, right? Now let's take the kasha from Tumas Mace. Okay? Kasha from Tumas Mace. Okay, the Rambam says in Tumas Mace, he says like this. He says that you're not chayef karas on Bias Migdish except for two people. The one that touched the mace and the rishon. That's it. But he says the other ones are not chayav. He says even though it's midivrei kabbalah hein, einon din Torah, sharei lo nispar shu b'Torah. What does the Rambam mean now? Einon lo nispar shu b'Torah. Not the Rambam just saying lo nispar shu b'Torah is inferior. It's not inferior. It's deraisa, 100% deraisa. But what does it mean? It means it's not a part of tayag. It wasn't incorporated in tayag. So I want to say one thing: that chiyuv krisis. According to the Rambam, and priestess according to the Rambam means total kliya, means he has no chel, no laba. He karas to karas. A kli of karas can only be on something in which involves a violation, which involves a violation of the krisis bris of tayag. That's kli. Kli of karas can only be something which involves a violation of krisis bris of tayag. If that's the case, it must be only that which is incorporated in Teresh B'Ksav. If it's not incorporated in the Krisis Bris of Teresh B'Ksav, then you can't be Chayav Karas on it. That's what I said to Rambam holds. That's why he holds. He says, Afal Pisha Humi Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah means true, 100%. But Einan Din Terah. Einan Din Terah means it's not a part of the Krisis Bris of Tayag B'Ksav. You require only that thing which is a part of the Krisis Bris of Tayag B'Ksav. Can you be chayav karas for? And if it's not, then you can't be chayav karas. That's the right 100%, but chayav karas is impossible. I have any raya for it, but I think it follows. Yeah. There's one case the Ramban brings down over here that the Gemara is. It's a Gemara in Nisrafin. It's on 50. So he says, V'shamik shakam pam v'amor v'nelech chil chil minaysa liyaysim b'karas. So the Gemara says, let's learn out from Naysa that what? That you should be chayav karas. So anyways, a lot of the kashas the Ramban asks from these Gemaras, you see, it depends how you learn the Gemara. If you learn the Gemara, the Gemara is actually deriving it, Peshas Maisa, or the Gemara knows already the principle, and the Gemara is saying maybe the Peshat is different. A lot of the kashas the Ramban asks, if you go through the Ramban, you see a lot of the kashas he asks, how can the Gemara say you learn out from here, learn out from there, according to the Ramban. But a lot of those kashas, it depends how you learn Peshat in the Gemara. Does the Gemara mean that they're actually making a limud at the time, or they know what it is, and they're just trying to see how it works out? That's two possibilities. But anyways, so the Gemara, if you learn the way the Ramban learns over there, that chil chil mi naisa, the Gemara asks you should learn out yishbe chayef karas. So the question would be, how can you learn out chayef karas from the Yifnamides? So you could say that Peshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara knows already that there's no chayef karas there. But the Gemara is saying, why shouldn't there be, based upon the pasuk, the chachmas akasa, the Ram explains that in the Pirshon Shnayis. Or you could say like this, that over there the Gemara is talking about an issa that's mafurish in the Torah. But so far as the Einish is concerned, this is what Zev Meir said, that you could say that the issa really is mafurish in the Torah over there. No question about that. But the question is if it's an Einish karas or not. Einish karas or not, you could say, is really is derived from the limud. But the violation must be something that was included in the Krisis Bris of Tayag, Bechsav. You see? Okay, this side point. Next is the question of the Rambam of Kedushim Divrei Sefer. Kedushim Divrei Sefer, so the question is, why did the Rambam put down the term Divrei Sefer? But that doesn't mean anything. What really, let's understand, what does it mean Divrei Sefer really? What's the increase, what is the Shavu Divrei Sefer? Divrei Sefer can be even the Rabbonans, right? Okay, how could Divrei Sefer be the Rabbonan? What really Divrei Sefer is, the Rambam in his own letter, in his letter says himself, that letter is on okay. So Vavesi Alzerayas, the Rambam says, 41. Visham biyat shafil dover shehu alacha lamoshe misinai midivrei sofrim karina lei.
What does midivrei sofer mean? Midivrei sofer means anything which is not part of tayag. That's what it means. That's midivrei sofer. Okay? So, therefore, anything which is not included in the krisis bris of tayag is called midivrei sofer. The rabbanans also, of course, would have to be midivrei sofer. Now, you see, according to the Rambam, the way he categorizes the Chafetz Chaim, this Reb Chaim one time said, that whenever a din d'rabbanan, really, a Chafetz Shel Mitzvah d'rabbanan, is also a Chafetz Midaraisa. Because if a person learns Masechta Megillah, he doesn't get any less Sfar than if he learns Shabbos. Shabbos is d'raisa, Megillah is d'rabbanan, right? So you see that the Chafetz Shel Mitzvah really is the same Chafetz Shel Mitzvah, whether it's d'raisa or d'rabbanan, doesn't matter. What category is it under? How's it for what category is it? That's called divrei sofer. That's divrei sofer. Divrei sofer means anything which is not part of tayag. So it's not part of tayag. Okay? That's divrei sofer. So therefore, even the drabbanan will all be divrei sofer, and the Pia Kabbalah will also be divrei sofer. Same category. Same chesed shel Torah. Okay? Same thing going around.
It's just two categories, tayag and
Arav. That's right. It's two categories, tayag and Arav tayag. Right? Divrei sefer Korean Bay. Okay. Right? Divrei sefer Korean Bay. Okay. Yes. Now, why does the Rambam write it over there? What's the answer? Why does the Rambam write Divrei sefer? Who cares? With that, we'll take the other question too. The question was, that what's the inyan of minyan sefer mitzvahs? And also, why does the Rambam always start off with the mitzvahs over there? The reason is like this. Because we have to understand what's the definition of Talmud Torah. What's the definition? Since the krisis bris, according to the Rambam, it's not a krisis bris of Torah, but it's a krisis bris of tayag. So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is limud tayag. That's the mitzvah. To know exactly what is tayag and what is not tayag. You understand? So therefore, that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So when the Rambam, that's why Sefer Mitzvah is important. Because Sefer Mitzvah, that's the krisis bris. Sefer Mitzvah. And part of Talmud Torah is to know what the krisis bris consists of. See, so therefore Talmud Torah demands that you know the tayag. That's why in the Rambam the Sefer starts off, because that's the way to start off learning. Mitzvah Aleph is this, as there's so many mitzvahs, it's all incorporated under that. If you don't understand how it's incorporated under tayag, then you fail to be the kind of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Shlei Musa. And that's why the Rambam writes me Divrei Seferim, because you have to know what the category is. That's part of Talmud Torah. What's the category of the Chafetz Shel Torah? It's true, it makes no nafkamina l'halacha. That's right. But the Rambam Sefer is complete, not just in halacha, it's complete as a Sefer of Limud. And since it's complete as a Sefer of Limud, so therefore you have to know how it stands, how every halacha stands in relationship to Tayag. Okay? Since the krisis bris is Tayag, right? The mitzvah is to know, part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to know exactly what the krisis bris consists of.
Oh, I see.
See? That's part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Know what the krisis bris consists of. What the tayag is. That's part of Talmud Torah. That's an essence in Limud HaTorah. If you don't know that, then you're lacking the Talmud Torah. So that's why the Rambam is complete, not only as a sefer of Halacha, but complete as a sefer of Limud. And as a sefer of Limud, you have to know how it's categorized under each mitzvah. That's the way you have to learn. And know what the status of each halacha is. Is it divrei sefer, is it not divrei sefer, regardless of whether it has an effect. Practically, right, same thing practically. But what's the halacha category of the substance of the mitzvah? The formulation of the mitzvah, not just the practicality of the mitzvah. Okay? Alright, so that was when. Yes. According to Ramban, it's true, Tag Mrs. Sinai, it's good to know what they are, but it's not an essential thing in Limud. According to Ramban, it's an essential thing in Limud HaTorah. But so you have to know, the Limud HaTorah demands you to know what the krisis bris was. The original krisis bris. Like the Bnei Yisrael learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, straight. Mitzvah, you see over there, first it was a mitzvah, it wasn't yet. Even before it was incorporated in Tarshu B'Ksav, it was a mitzvah. Kabbalah for mitzvahs. So you have to know exactly what the krisis bris consists of. That's part of Limud Talmud Torah. Part of Talmud Torah is to know the formulation of the krisis bris. If you don't know the formulation of the krisis bris, then you're lacking Talmud Torah. What is considered, what is divrei sefer? Anything which is not part of the krisis bris of tayag isn't divrei sefer. Was not nitin b'chzav. Okay? Now, that's why. Now the only thing we have to do is to explain the terms. I said a minyan, what the minyan of mitzvahs are, with that I think it's clear we did, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Torah Shebiksav. I said we'll explain what the function of Tarshu B'Ksav. The function of Tarshu B'Ksav is not just the chafetz of Tarshu B'Ksav, but Tarshu B'Ksav was the shlomas habris of tayag.
That was the final crystallization of the Krisis Bris was in the when it was Nitbachsav. Okay, Medivrei Seferim we just explained, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now there's just two things: Mipiashmu and Piakabbalah. Mipiashmu in the Rambam always means Mipiashmu in the Rambam means that. By the way, one of the Marmakamis is to take a look at the in Aleph, the Kuflamahei Mitzvah Slosa say Kuflamahei in Oral. Rambam says it in Piashmu. You see, the Mipiashmu over there, Mipiashmu all the time in the Rambam means that part of Torah which explains the Torah Shebiksav. That's what Mipiashmu means. Mipiakabbalah means that part of Torah which has no relationship whatsoever to Torah Shebiksav. That's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai has no relationship. It's not a pirush of the Torah Shebiksav. That's a different breakdown altogether. You see, there's two breakdowns. There's one is the breakdown of Tayag, Krisis Kris, Torah Shebiksav, and Torah Divrei Seferim. That's one breakdown. There's another breakdown in Torah as those things which are mafarish to Torah Shebiksav. You see,
yeah,
and those things which have no sheiches. They're just halachas, abstract halachas that have no shaykhs to the pirush of the Torah Shebichsav. That's midivrei kabbalah. That's halacha l'moshe. That's inherently balpeh. That's right. Inherently balpeh. That's midivrei kabbalah. Midivrei kabbalah means that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Okay.
And those must be subsumed in the one tayag.
Right. If there's something, if there's new entity there, it has to be subsumed in the
tayag.
Right. And but the yigil midas also, if you have a new entity from yigil midas, also you're gonna have to subsume it under Tayyak. What's the difference between the two, though? The difference between the two is found in one Rambam. I think one time I mentioned this. The Rambam says that Nisach HaMayim is Machlekes, whether it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai or whether it's derived from a Ribui. So the Rambam says, what's the difference? He says the difference is, if you do Nisach HaMayim B'chutz, will you be over? So one of the Achrenim shouts at the Rambam. He says, what do you mean? What do you mean? So according to the Rambam, it comes out that if it's only Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, so then he doesn't, he's not over. If it's a ribui, then it's worse. He says Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is just as important as any ribui. How could the Rambam make light of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? Now the answer is like this: if it's pirush Torah Shebiksav, so then it comes under the category of avoda. The Ramban, the reason why the Ramban didn't accept this, because you see, the Ramban, the first Sherish, went so far as to say that there might not even be a chefsa shel tayag. So there might not even be tayag mitzvahs altogether. So the Ramban never went so far as to say that to entertain the possibility that the Rambam holds that there's an actual, that's the essence of matan Torah, was a chefsa shel tayag. But according to the Rambam, it's very good, because what is the bris really? The bris is, it was geris really. The bris is essentially geris. Right. Geris is kabbalas mitzvahs, so it had to be tayag. Because what is the krisis bris? Krisis bris is kabbalas mitzvahs. That's geris, the geris. If it's so the kabbalas mitzvahs was the essence. Was the essence. See, the Ramban learns a separate thing. Kabbalas mitzvahs is a separate thing, and according to the Ramban, the kabbalas mitzvahs are separate from the kabbalas mitzvahs of the Torah. See, but according to the Rambam, that was the essence of the Kabbalah Satara. Kabbalah, each mitzvah specifically, Tayag. The Tayag is part of the essence of Kabbalah and mitzvah, not just Stam Kabbalah and mitzvah. You see? That's the Rambam. Okay. The only other point I want to add, it really doesn't have to do with the Shir, it's a side point, but I'm putting it down for my own purposes. It would seem that the Rambam, if you look through the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, and in the way he says over here in the end of this halacha, he says that the Iker is Medivrei Kabbalah, and then you only have a Raya of Chachmas HaKosov. There's a Raya from the Chachmas HaKosov. So the thing is like this, that there's two types of Daraisa, you see? Two types of Daraisa. One type of Daraisa is like those three or four examples that the Rambam gives. That's the type of Daraisa where the Torah, where it was Mekubal, that this is Guf Torah. So even though it's essentially from Yigimel Midos, but that has been a Torah Shebichsav. There's another case of the Raisa also where you have Yigimel Midas involved. But over there, the Yigimel Midas is only Chachmas HaKasuv. So how comes the Raisa over there? The reason why it's the Raisa over there is the Rambam explains in the Pirush Mishnah, it's like, for instance, it says you should take Pri Eitz Hadar. So what is the Pri Eitz Hadar? So they use Chachmas HaKasuv to show you that it's an Esreg, right? So the Rambam says they knew we've been a Kabbalah that was an Esreg. But over there, definitely the mitzvah is, in other words, over there they know the essence of the mitzvah in a Torah. Because Torah says Pri Eitz Hadar. But the detail is learned that is the details of Kabbalah. So why is it part of Minyan HaMitzvah? Because the essence is really B'chsav.
Right.
And the other thing, the detail is learned that from Yud Gimel Midos as Chachmas HaKasuv to show exactly why it's in specific. There's a detail over there, you see? But in our case,
The homage is just the detail, which thing you take, isn't
right,
it?
Right.
You take that object, in other words.
Right, and this take that object is definitely before the Torah. But the Yigimumidas are used as a, simply as a Chachmas HaKas to show why it's specifically this. But then you have another case of Yigimumidas where they say that it's a Guf Torah. That's where the derivation is essentially from Yigimumidas. That's where it's Tesh Masav. Okay.
Okay, now we're going through the Rambam and Pirshim Mishnayis. This is additional, it's not part of the Shia, just additional. The Rambam and Pirshim Mishnayis, it's on in the regular Mishnayis, Yochanan Avayah's Mishnayis, is on page Beis. But for further reference, it's the parak that begins with Hashem, Meis Yoshua. If you go down to that parak, it says, V'ze iki yeshloch lamod al sodo. Yeshloch lamod al sodo. And then he goes through over there with a pre-Eitz Hadar. And then if you continue, he comes over here. He says like this. V'ze, right, it's before, it's towards the end of the whole parak. It's before it's the Chelek HaRishon. That's the next paragraph. That's the Chelek HaRishon. But Pirushim Mekubolim Pimosha. V'yeshlem Remez Bekosov. Okay, now it's like this. V'zayin yino and ma'ashom v'klal serpas ha'aretzalom ha'anyanam shenuchu l'atzim b'klal v'prat v'b'shoi gilom yudas v'hem v'kubol v'pimosha misinai v'kulam af v'shem v'kubol v'pimosha lo nomar b'hem halach l'mosh misinai shein loma priyetz hadar hu esra v'halach l'mosh misinai ochov v'chver m'shal ha'mamad halach l'mosh misinai shekvar nesbar alonu she'ela pirusham kulam v'pimosha v'yesh lem remozim b'mikra. Okay, yitzio sam v'derech midak asvara k'mo sh'amarnu. Okay, so therefore you see that halacha l'mosh misinai is something which has no relationship to the mikra. So what the Rambam is saying is that that in order to be that's what we say. In other words, the difference halacha l'mosh misinai between the davar of Kabbalah is that Kabbalah has a remez b'mikra. So that's why he said davar Kabbalah, it's tied to the mikra. Which means that it has a din of deraisa, because this is the Kabbalah is that this is the pirush in the pasuk, so that's the pshat in the pasuk, and there's a remez mikra, so it has a din of teresh b'ksav. Once it has a din of teresh b'ksav, so then it can be eil minyan mitzvahs. So therefore, it's teresh b'ksav if the Kabbalah says that this is the pshat in the pasuk. The Kabbalah Misinai says that this is the pshat in the pasuk, and there is some remez there. So then it's so then it has a din of teresh b'ksav. But if it's something which is derived later from Yigimul Midas, that's not Teresh B'Ksav, because the Kabbalah didn't say that that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. That's a different thing, that the Chacham have right to be Maitzi, different Perushim, Anofim, from the Mitzvahs. Okay. This is synonymous with the Lashon HaRambam in the end of Sharash Hashani. Okay. Now I want to bring two Rayas for this Pshat. One Raya is from Mitzvahs Lo Saseh Kuf Lamed He in the Minyan HaMitzvahs LaRambam, before the Yad HaChazaka. Now it says like this, Shelo Yochal, Kuflan Shelo Yochal Oral Truma, Vu Adin L'Shar Kadoshim, V'Dover Ze Limdo HaKosuv Min HaPesach B'Gzer HaShava. Limdo HaKosuv Min HaPesach B'Gzer HaShava. Sid Ram says it's from the Pasuk itself. V'Eino B'Firish Min HaTera. It's not B'Firish, but it's Limdo HaKosuv. It says Mepia Shmuel Lamdu she'asur oral b'kachim or she'isur oral b'kachim migufei tera ve'inim b'divrei sefer. So the you see what it says Linda Kosov. That's the din has din of Teresh B'Ksav. Another I want to bring is that the if you take a look at the Sefer Mitzvahs LaRambam in the back of the Sefer Mitzvahs, you have a sefer that they called Ma'is HaNisim. Now in this sefer you have the shailas of Rav Daniel Abavli and the tshuvas of Rav Avram ben Rambam. The first shaila, he goes through a lot of the problems in the that we're dealing with. Now the question that Rav Daniel Abavli asked was why is it that the Rambam doesn't count the Lach L'Mosh Misinai? So the answer that the Rambam gives is like this. He says you have a choice of three possibilities. Either you'll count things that are written before Shnei Torah, or else you count things that are not Mefurash in the Torah, or else you have to count both. Now Yeshua says, if you count both, you have too many. If you count those which are written the other way, you won't have enough. The ones that aren't written Mefurash. So you must count the ones that are written Mefurash. So my question is, I mean, what kind of a breakdown is this between the Mefurash? I mean, why should this be a breakdown? So the answer is very simple. Because the breakdown is Teresh B'Ksav, not Teresh B'Ksav. Okay. I just want to give a further clarification in the Lashon Rama, because I think the Lashon Rama at the end of the Sheresh might be a little confusing. You see, the thing is like this, that there's two, when the case, it would seem to be, in other words, like this, the case of Orel, so the Rama says, Limdoi HaKosov. So you see that the Kabbalah Lamashim Sinai was the Gzerah Shava itself over there. Kabbalah Lamashim Sinai was that this Gzerah Shava, it would seem from the Rama that this is the Gzerah Shava is Teresh Muksav. It's not always that way. In other cases, you don't know what the Pasuk is discussing. So the Kabbalah tells you that this is what the Pasuk is discussing. And then you bring a Raya from your Gimel Midos. That's what the Rambam, that's the case the Rambam is discussing at the end of the Sheresh. Let me give you an example. Mitzvah Kuf Mem. Lo Sase Kuf Mem. Shelo Lachol Psulei Amigdoshin. Shutl Be'em Mum. Bekavana. Shinema Lo Sochol Kol Toeva. Pasuk says Lo Sochol Kol Toeva. Mipi HaShmuel Lomdu. Ulamadnu She Psulei Amigdoshin. Shutl Be'em Mum. Akos Medaber. That the Pasuk is speaking about that. So over there, in other words, the Kabbalah tells you this is the Pshat in the Pasuk. That's Tarsh B'Ksav. And then they use Rayas from your Gimel Midos to support that Pshat in the Pasuk. You see? But the essential Kabbalah was, that's the case that the Rambam means at the end of the Sheresh. That the Pasuk, you don't know what the Pasuk is talking about. The Kabbalah tells you this is the Pshat in the Pasuk. And then they brought Rayas from your Gimel Midos that Mechachmas HaKosov has to be Chachmas HaKosov, because that's the time Tarsh B'Ksav. But the there over there, so you see, essentially it's Teresh B'Ksav. But the case by Oral is different. The case by Oral is where the Gzera Shava essentially is part of the Teresh B'Ksav. That's why it says V'dover zeh limdei akosav min ha-pesach v'gzera shava. It's the pasuk. It's the pasuk itself. That's the Gzera Shava. So there's two possibilities.
What was the other case of Kufman?
Yeah, according to the Rambam, by the way, Smachta Ba'alma, it's interesting, Pirshim Shnayis. Just addition, something additional. The smachta, according to the Rambam, means it's only the lesimin balma. So lesimin balma means it's not part of the chachmas. The difference between chachmas akasev and between lesimin balma. Chachmas akasev means that it's part of the. It's related to the Teresh B'Ksav. It's related to Teresh B'Ksav. If it's not Chachmas HaKasav, it's a Smachta, so then it's not really a Teresh B'Ksav at all. Then it's Allah HaMashmi Sinai. Now Chachmas HaKasav, there's a difference between Chachmas HaKasav and between the... In other words, like this, according to the Rambam, the Yid Gimel Midos work in two ways. They work as Chachmas HaKasav, that's where the Kabbalah tells you that this is a Pshat in the Pasuk, and then you have Chachmas HaKasav. And then there's your Yid Gimel Midos, which are used for the purposes of derivation. See, there's Yid Gimel Midos that's used for the purpose of derivation. That is that's considered that's Teresh Bal Peh. That's not Teresh B'Ksav anymore. It's only Teresh B'Ksav if the Kabbalah tells you that this is the Pshat in the Pasuk, and then there's a Chachmas HaKasav which is Meramaz on it. Then it has the status of Teresh B'Ksav. But if it's derived through the Gimel Midos, Shatran Dreshesman, derived through the Gimel Midos, then it's not that's the real Teresh Bal Peh.